now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to talk about specifically a specific type of scientific mind control known as coercive mind control. So before we begin, I want to focus in on the fact that we're not talking about a general topic of discussion. We're talking about, again, something specific, coercive mind control. What is that? How is that affecting your life? Or is it a fantasy? Is it simply just paranoia? Well, we're going to read from a report, and we're going to break it down for you, because there's no way that you can fight the spiritual battle that we're in. Because the spiritual battle that we're in is connected to a psychological battle and a physical battle. They're not completely separate categories. They're interacting categories. Now, when you understand this, you have knowledge. When you have knowledge, you have power. When you know the truth, not mythologies, you are set free. So the goal of this program, when we expose the truth on this program, is to set you free. And the goal of this program is to impart knowledge to you so that you can be a person of power, not a victim. Notice how so much of the media leaves you powerless, defeated, confused, broken down. Now, if you don't recognize that for what it is, I'm going to be just kind of a little bit crude. You're dead meat. Roadkill. You're over. Game over. There's no point in pretending that you're involved in a spiritual battle if you're just, you know, you have psychologically disintegrated. Your job is to thrive and survive. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Remember, visit paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in a second. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. You know, I didn't get into studying mind control and things of that nature. I never intended to really study it. What happened was that as I was researching many different topics, the topic of mind control kept popping up. And so I believe the Lord was guiding me in all of this, going way back to my childhood, to my elementary school years. The journey began. The hunger for truth began. Now, I've talked to you about the fact that I read Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, and that's scientific mind control is probably a central theme in that book. But there were other synchronicities. And again, I'm not embracing all of synchronicity because it can go into the New Age area, and I'm not into the New Age area. But I remember becoming aware of a guy named Ken Kesey, author of the best-selling novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, some of you will remember the movie of the same name with Jack Nicholson, and it takes place in a mental hospital, which is a symbolic of society, run by a big nurse, which was symbolic of an authoritarian society, who controlled the mental patients, the citizens, with drugs and hypnotic commands, etc. And my mother saw that I had an interest in the book, etc., and she wanted to expose me to theater and plays, because that's the kind of family that I came from, an upper-level intellectual family, where there was a huge priority in learning, real learning versus fake learning that occurs in the public school system. There was a priority in learning, and learning through art and literature that one wouldn't normally be exposed to. So I went to see a play of the book One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And when I saw it acted out by actors, this was decades before the feature film came out. When I saw the play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest acted out by actors, I learned the message of the author, Ken Kesey, on a far deeper level, because he was exposing scientific mind control. And it turned out, I didn't find this out until after years of research, and I actually met Ken Kesey in Central Park, New York. I didn't find out until years later that he was working with the Stanford Research Institute, and he was involved in mass distribution of LSD, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out whether that was accidental or intentional. And the phrase that was used to embody all of his activities was the electric Kool-Aid acid test, because they put substantial doses of LSD or acid into giant vats of Kool-Aid and gave out doses of Kool-Aid laced with acid to, you know, tens of thousands of people who would be attending these rock and roll concerts. Okay, so fast forward to today. Let's get into a more purely scientific analysis of something that's very real, impacts everyone's life, and yet most people have no clue whatsoever that they are being manipulated. Not just manipulated, but they're being manipulated psychologically. I was reading an article from Global Research called Coercive Mind Control and Brainwashing Tactics by a psychologist, Dr. Margaret Singer, not to be confused with Dr. Margaret Sanger. Dr. Margaret Singer is a totally different individual. And in this article, she describes the specific strategies and tactics used to create what she calls undue psychological and social influence, often by means involving anxiety and stress. So the first thing that we need to learn, if we're going to know what it is that we're opposing, is that these emotions called anxiety and stress are not always random emotions. They can be manufactured emotions via the mainstream media, via society, etc. And when they're manufactured emotions, What you are observing, if you are educated and aware and know what's going on, what you're observing is a literal strategic coercive mind control tactic that incorporates producing and using anxiety, stress, and I would also add fear. So anxiety, stress, and fear can mold and shape people into thinking, believing, behaving, complying, into all kinds of things. So when you look at people that you know, or people that you're friends with, or people in your family, or coworkers, or some bozo on television that's masquerading as a expert, or some Hollywood clown who probably doesn't have a high school degree who's masquerading as an expert, you need to have the mental power and the mental acuity to see through the illusion. They're not experts. They're pretenders. They're great pretenders. And until you come to the place in your life that you recognize that, you're going to find yourself in a state of being perpetually sucker punched for your entire life and controlled and walking around in a daze, like most Americans are, while their society is being deconstructed all around them. So what is coercive mind control? Now, there are many types of mind control. There's various degrees of mind control. But coercive mind control is a particular type of mind control that involves producing certain behaviors. So they analyze the theories and research of the late Dr. Margaret Singer in relationship to understanding the psychological dynamics involved in the COVID crisis. And the concept that they proposed was that the imposition of the killer vaccine, coupled with socially destructive policies, have relied on coercive persuasion, and brainwashing tactics, coupled with media propaganda and the fear campaign. Okay, that paragraph right there tells you the precise scientific formula for radically transforming people's thoughts and behavior in any given society or nation. You have a crisis, which is the killer vaccine. You have the forced imposition of socially destructive policies. And you have a continual psychological acts of coercive persuasion and brainwashing tactics, coupled with constant media propaganda, in other words, lies, and a continual nonstop fear campaign. Now, these all form, let's call it a network of psychological pressures. And what has been discovered is that the objective of many national governments, is to ensure acceptance. Now, that's a magical word here, key word. The purpose of all this is to ensure acceptance, or let's call it surrender or compliance, on behalf of who? Who's behind all this? Powerful financial interests. In other words, the globalist elite, the people who own and control America and own and control the world. All of these psychological pressures, once again, are designed to guarantee acceptance by the masses. And the more a person has developed the habit of not thinking, not acquiring knowledge, not using critical thinking, the more the person allows their cognitive abilities to be diminished and their rational thought processes to be diminished, the more a person gives in to a constant series of crisis events that produce coercive influence, anxiety, and stress-producing events over specific and continuous periods of time. You see, you understand that this is a scientific process, and it is administered to the individual on a mass level. Not only that, but it's administered, coercive influence, it's administered over continuous periods of time. So the time factor, weeks, months, days, years, is a critical ingredient in producing the necessary outcome, which is the trance-like state, which is evidence of a brainwashed individual. Now, you can disagree with me, but you can't disagree with me if you don't have documentation and facts and statistics and data to support your argument, whatever it is. I've spent decades researching this very subject. And this subject, in my whole series of books, I begin at the beginning, and book after book, I increase the amount of learning and understanding in each book that I've written, so that I bring a person through the process of, let's say, zero, and I bring you mentally into a positive psychological state through teaching you what you're up against and teaching you how to overcome it. And that's a theme in all of my books. It's also the latest research, because this research and this technology is growing so fast, it's accelerating so quickly that you need to constantly stay on top of it to know the potential of what's going on and to also know what really is going on. So even in my latest book, there are chapters on the latest developments in scientific mind control. And in my latest book, Power from On High, I talk about wireless digital technology, things like neural links, which are neurological links which connect your brain, your thinking abilities, your thinking processes, your brain through a wireless frequency transmitter and receiver, can receive information or programming from satellites, from cell phones, from Wi-Fi signals, from 5G signals, et cetera, et cetera. So this is whatever we have been dealing with before. This is scientific mind control on steroids. And you need to know, you know, obviously you can't be an expert in all of these fields, but you need to know something. It's inexcusable to walk around with a vacant look in your face and eyes. It's inexcusable. I don't believe that the infinite personal living God of the universe called anybody of his children to be stupid. And yet the reality is, because so many Christians willfully reject the word of the Lord and willfully reject God's admonition and commandment in the Bible, like the book of Proverbs, that's just one book, God commands his people over and over and over again to acquire knowledge, to get wisdom, to aggressively seek out after God's guidance, wisdom, and knowledge. And Proverbs, just one book of many in the Bible, God is hammering this message home to his people so that his people don't go into captivity or slavery. Now, in America today, the root of our crisis, the root of the spiritual battle, is the reality that God's people have rejected his commandment to pursue knowledge and wisdom and guidance, divine guidance. So even people in the secular community, in large numbers, experts in the fields of psychology, neuropsychiatry, psychiatry, and related fields, are studying these things, and they're studying them in relationship to the current mindset, to the current behavior patterns, to the current psychological programming that is happening all around us in reaction to the pandemic and things like lockdowns and forced threats of all kinds of harm if you don't comply to the official dictates, even if the official dictates are based on completely erroneous pseudo-scientific information. I was reading, once again, a piece of propaganda issued out of Canada. And some, you know, like over 100 Canadian psychiatrists are demanding that anyone who refuses to get the vaccine should be categorized officially as mentally ill and forced to take psychiatric medication and et cetera, et cetera. Now, why would they print that article? Why would they release that article? The purpose of the article is not the superficial purpose of the article. The purpose of the article is not to inform you that psychiatrists in Canada, some of them, a percentage of them, are advocating that anybody who doesn't believe that they need a vaccine should be forced to get psychiatric treatment and psychiatric medication. That is not the purpose of the article. If you think that's the purpose of the article, that's because you have a dumbbell interpretation of the purpose of the article. The real purpose of the article is not what the superficial gleaning of the article states. The real purpose of the article is to sink into your subconsciousness, a mechanism of fear. Because long after you've forgotten the article or forgotten that I even mentioned the article, your subconscious will remember the threat implied in the article that people who choose not to get the vaccine or whatever are mentally ill and crazy. Now, nobody wants to be labeled mentally ill and crazy. So this is a way, this is called propaganda. This is how propaganda works. The real purpose of the article was never to inform you. The real purpose of the article was to use the article as a strategic social engineering and mind control mechanism to implant programming in your subconscious where you will subconsciously link rejection of the vaccination as a label on you that you're crazy in need of psychiatric care. Now, so 2 years down the road later, if you've heard that message often enough, even on the subconscious level, you may be faced with a choice. And your choice and your decision, whether you realize it or not, is going to be largely based on that subconscious message that was embedded into your subconscious a couple of years earlier. And that is the way scientific mind control works. It lurks beneath the surface of the human personality. And if you don't understand these things, you are roadkill. You're over. Okay? So this is a reality check, and this is important. And you need to get my books because I take this, what could be thought of as a complex subject, but I simplify how I explain these processes, and I teach you what you can do about them so that you're not controlled by somebody else. You're controlled by yourself because that's what God wants you to be controlled by. He gave you autonomy. God gave you autonomy. God did not create you to be a slave. Okay, so if we look in the dictionary for a definition of the word coercion, coercion is defined by the American Heritage Dictionary as, number one, to force to act or think in a certain manner. Number two, to dominate, restrain, or control by force. Number three, to bring about by force. So coercion is a psychological weapon targeting you and anyone who doesn't go along with the Orwellian Big Brother program. And coercion can be psychological force, sociological force, peer pressure, or it can be physical, military force, or police force. All of those can be examples of coercion. And the nature of coercive psychological systems consists of this, and zero in on this with me. Coercive psychological systems are behavioral changes and behavioral change programs which use psychological force in coercive ways to cause the learning and adoption of an ideology or a designated set of beliefs or belief systems specific ideas, program you with specific attitudes or behaviors. And the fundamental strategy used by the social engineers or the operators of these programs is to systematically select sequence and coordinate many different types of coercive influence, anxiety, and stress-producing tactics over continuous periods of time. Once again, the stress-producing strategies are designed to be released into the mass population via the media, and they're released strategically on a continual basis that utilizes continuous periods of time. Now, in this type of psychological programming, it's the same type of programming, for crying out loud, that a mind control cult. America is filled with mind control cults that use scientific mind control to brainwash the cult members. It's the same principles that are being used, except this is mass mind control. And the goal in such a mind control programming is to program the subject, the person, and that may be you or somebody you know, is forced to adapt in a series of tiny, seemingly invisible and seemingly insignificant steps. So the whole mind control operation is rolled out with seemingly invisible little baby steps that you don't notice. But these seemingly little baby steps that you don't notice begin to accumulate in your subconscious mind in the form of programming. But you don't notice it because it's happening in itsy-bitsy little bites. Itsy-bitsy little bites, and the next thing you know, you're brainwashed. Have you ever seen a brainwashed person? You probably have, and either you didn't recognize it or you did recognize it. It used to be that there was a religious mind control cult called the Hare Krishnas. This was decades ago. And they used to especially gather in airports or city streets where the public would be. But let's talk about when the Hare Krishna members would gather in a big airport. There would be about 40 to 50 members of the Hare Krishna cult dressed in those orange day glow pajama-like outfits. Remember them? And the males and females also had very long hair twisted into a ponytail. And they would bang tambourines, and they'd jump up and down chanting. Many of you remember what I'm talking about. And they'd jump up and down chanting, and they would chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama. And they'd repeat it over and over again. And they were told that if they repeated the chant using the words Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama, blah, 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 they were told that that would empty their mind. Notice that in every Eastern mystical cult, from yoga to kundalini to opening your chakras to all this stuff, which, by the way, I talk about in my book, Power from On High, because in my search for truth, obviously, thank God, by God's grace, I didn't join some of these wacko groups, but I experimented and observed and studied all this garbage, and that's a great way to understand it without drowning in it, and it's in my new book, Power from On High. So the Hare Krishnas would be chanting, jumping up and down, banging tambourines, banging these drums. And they were told by their enlightened masters that if they emptied their mind, mindlessness, just chanted their mantra, Hare Krishna, they would achieve a higher state of purification and consciousness known as Krishna consciousness. Now, Krishna, the difference between the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, and the God of the Bible in the Old Testament, who is the same as Jesus Christ, it's just the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The difference between that God, the real God, the true God, and all these other false gods like Krishna, it's an historical fact that Jesus Christ really lived, and historical witnesses say he really resurrected from the dead. You can, in terms of historical facts, find the archaeological records of the children of Israel, the Jews, as they escaped ancient Egypt and moved into the Promised Land and ultimately invaded Canaan, the land of Canaan, which was the Promised Land. And so there's historical facts to and eyewitness facts and documentation and archaeological records which prove the reality of the existence of the biblical God. He was a real person. Conversely, in many of these Hindu and Buddhist religions, etc., many of the gods they worship never existed in the first place. They're totally mythological gods. They're just made-up gods. And so Krishna is a made-up god. He never existed. I have a title of one of the chapters in my brand new book, Power from On High, called The 9 Billion Names of God, where I deal with this. You know, the United, the World Health Organization, those geniuses that are in charge of the vaccine program on a global level, when you see a picture, and I talk about this in my book, when you see a picture of them in a meeting room, the World Health Organization, all the big shots at the UN, you see they have a giant sculpture of the goddess Shiva dancing. And you know what that goddess thing looks like. You may not know its name, but you've seen it. So here we have some of the most powerful people in the world controlling the lives of billions of people, and they are worshiping the goddess Shiva. And by the way, the goddess Shiva, translated from Sanskrit and Hindu, means the destroyer of worlds. Now, I don't know about you. See, knowledge is power. If you don't know these things, then you would be trusting the people that may have the intention to destroy you, because after all, they're worshiping the goddess Shiva, the destroyer of worlds. And if you travel to the Large Hadron Collider in Europe, where they have this gigantic tubular structure which fires subatomic particles at mind-bending velocities, and then these subatomic particles smash into each other, thus opening a portal into another dimension. And when you see the offices of the scientists for the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, you see their offices once again, and this is they have a giant statue of the goddess Shiva. In fact, it's the same exact statue of the goddess Shiva in the offices of the World Health Organization, in front of the offices of the Large Hadron Collider, CERN, you have the same statue of Shiva, except it's in an enormous size. So why are all these high-level scientists and rulers of the world with the World Health Organization conducting their activities in a kind of spiritual submission to the goddess Shiva, a Hindu god, which, by the way, never, the god never existed. It's a mythological god. That's why I have a chapter on this, both the Large Hadron Collider in CERN and the goddess Shiva, the destroyer of worlds, in a chapter called The 9 Billion Names of God, a god who never existed. Now, let's just take one more trip around the world and go back in time a little bit. And let's go back to the Manhattan Project that was under the, which I talk about in my book, Power from On High. You need to get the book, for crying out loud, at paulmaguire.us. If you get it now, you save money and get it at a discount. I deal with all of this. I make the connections between these events. So mysteriously, the big shot physicist who was in charge of what was called the Manhattan Project, which was a secret project to construct an atomic bomb and a nuclear bomb before the enemies of America could, that secret race to build a nuclear bomb and an atomic bomb, run by the physicist and atheist and Hindu mystic who worshipped privately the goddess Shiva, the destroyer of worlds, his name was Robert Oppenheimer. And by the way, as I talk about in my book, I read the biography of every great scientist I could get my hands on when I was in second, third, fourth, fifth, and seventh grade. He was one of the top physicists that I read his biography about because his research was so cutting edge. I was immersed in this stuff as a kid, long before I knew the deeper meanings. So Robert Oppenheimer was the physicist who was head of the Manhattan Project, which they detonated in the desert, in the middle of nowhere. They detonated, I think it was Alamogordo, New Mexico. They detonated an atomic bomb. Search it in a search engine and see the explosion that went off. And they had a big statue, guess what, of the goddess Shiva, the same Shiva goddess statue that WHO has, that CERN has, Robert Oppenheimer and the Manhattan Project had when they tested the atomic bomb. Now, the atomic bomb blatantly said destruction, kaboom, mushroom cloud. But they had that same statue, and it said Shiva, the goddess Shiva, the destroyer of worlds. And in fact, I include in my book, Power from On High, the exact statement that the physicist Robert Oppenheimer makes as he talks about the goddess Shiva, the destroyer of worlds, in relationship to the detonation of the first atomic bomb. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because there's two ways to get information. There's the superficial, dumbed-down way that you acquire information, and there's what I call the deep-dive manner of getting information, where you simply utilize your God-given brain, all of it, not just parts of it. And God will impart, God will reward your diligence if you seek Him first. God will reward your diligence and give you supernatural answers and understanding on a level that most people, it escapes them. But it doesn't have to escape you. You don't have to be some special person in the kingdom of God to be able to receive these blessings. God will give them to you if you seek His face. And that gives you power. Okay, you need to go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Stand with us through intercessory prayer, your financial donations and contributions, and spreading the links of this program. Don't assume that somebody else is going to do it. If God's telling you to do it, whatever God tells you to do, obey him. That's the secret of blessing that the Pilgrims and Puritans learned based on Deuteronomy 28. Whatever God tells you to do, do it. And so go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Stand with us with your contributions and donations. Get yourself a copy of Power from On High. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Paul McGuire. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. By the way, spread our links far and wide. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining our prophetic alert e-blast, for joining our social media, for liking and following our social media. Thank you for doing that, because it's vitally important that you do that, because that gives us the clout, so to speak, and it helps to overcome the devious rigging that's going on in the internet. So I need you to, if you like the program and you like this message and you want to see it spread, then I need you to like, follow, be on the e-blast list. We don't give that information to anybody. We never do. We never have done that, and we never will. So that way, if we disappear, you will be able to follow us and know where we have reappeared. And that's you know, when you're speaking truth, you get threatened, you get bounced off. It's happened to us before. Okay? And why? Because truth is a threat to people who are lying. And let me repeat that. The only people that are threatened by truth are those that are lying. They don't want you to know what's going on. Okay. Back to coercive psychological programming systems. And my resource is Dr. Margaret Singer, Professor Emeritus, the late Dr. Margaret Singer, Professor Emeritus at the University of California at Berkeley, an acknowledged leading authority in the world on mind control and cults. And I want to stress that when you read my books, books like Power from On High, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, Conquering the Matrix, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and Volume 2, The Day the Dollar Died, and other books that I've written, I talk extensively about scientific mind control from let's just put it this way. I've had the Lord has led me and given me points of view and perspectives that many people don't have. And knowledge is power, and I'm trying to pass it on to you. Okay, so, but I also, you know, I don't sit around and live in a fantasy world and make this stuff up. I'm giving you cutting edge information from leading scientific experts of this, on this field. Okay. Now, Dr. Singer also mentioned, in addition to the tiny baby steps that are used to dominate a person's mind, she also mentioned that these specific mind control strategies are usually applied in a group setting. Aha, that's a big clue. Where are you in a group setting? by well and intentioned but deceived friends and allies of the victim. This keeps the victim from putting up the ego defenses we normally maintain in known adversarial situations. The coercive psychological influence of these programs aim to overcome the individual's critical thinking abilities and free will apart from any appeal to informed judgment. In these kinds of situations, notice group situations, these victims gradually lose their ability to make independent decisions, and their critical thinking defenses, cognitive processes, values, like biblical values, family values, ideas, attitudes, conduct, and ability to reason are undermined. So all of the stuff you believe, act, cherish is being systematically undermined by a technological process. So you're under attack. What you believe, your biblical values, your faith in Jesus Christ, your faith in the integrity of God's word, your belief in being born again by faith, your belief in the necessity of having your sins forgiven by faith through the blood of Jesus Christ, and everything that makes you you is under all-out attack by hidden forces in our society. And you know what I'm saying is the absolute truth. You just turn on your television and look at the vomit and the garbage and the filth and the corruption and the demonic and the evil and the perverse that is literally vomiting itself. It's like all hell is vomiting on our nation. You know what I'm talking about, and every year it gets worse. That's not by accident. It's an intentional assault. Now, remember that according to this scientist, we are all vulnerable in group settings. So that means you better, I'm not discouraging you from doing this at all. But you see, if you're going to a school board meeting or a public meeting or a group meeting, if you're going to any meeting where it's you in opposition to any numerical group, small or large, but if it comes down to the group versus you, you're at a disadvantage, okay? Because you may not know the tricks and the ploys that very top people are trained to use to undermine, for example, Christian parents at school board meetings. You know, I learned a long time ago, it was a combination of street smarts, the grace of God, and willpower. I am not afraid of a group setting. I've never been afraid of a group setting. Because I will dismantle their argument logically, rationally, with facts, documentation, firsthand sources. I would use these strategies when I would debate my opponents on the Fox News Network and CNN and the other networks. I was like the Terminator robot. I mean, they would be obliterated. And that's why I got so many invitations to come back on the biggest programs, because people enjoyed it, because I championed the point of view and beliefs that they had. And you don't have to be afraid, but you've got to know some facts. You don't have to be the world's greatest expert, but you can't be, you know, an airhead, or they will take you out. I mean, I'm not just talking. I've used these strategies. A very powerful, I'm going to be careful about how I say this. Let's just call this a very powerful body of people that have enormous power were humiliating and attacking Christians, and specifically Christian pastors, big Christian pastors with huge congregations. And when I arrived at this meeting, I was very polite. I asked for the microphone. They handed me the microphone. And I addressed these self-appointed kings and queens of authority. And I dismantled them politely, professionally, but surgically. And the crowd rallied. And I can't say we won the war. We didn't win the war, because there were very powerful forces that were at work beyond what I had any control over. But I did not allow these gatekeepers, at least I exposed their charade. And I did that by using your God-given brain. You know, don't be intimidated, but you got to know something. You can't short-circuit the process. Okay, so here's how you get knowledge, which gives you power. People say, well, I'll just pray about it. Let me tell you something. I pray constantly, especially if I go into a meeting like the one I alluded to. I may pray for hours and days at a time. Don't think for a moment that I'm saying, oh, gee, I'm such a smart guy, I'm going to rest on my intellect. No, then you got the wrong message. Before I even go into the spiritual battle, I will spend hours and hours and hours in intercessory prayer, days and weeks sometimes, depending upon the nature of it. So I will not enter an environment of spiritual battle where it may be me against the group, because I have no problem against going against the group. That doesn't work against me. But I don't want to ever subtly be captured by my own pride. So if I'm not prayed up, if I don't sense that I'm filled with, yes, power from on high, filled with the Holy Spirit, if I don't sense that I've sought the face of God, then, you know, I don't go into battle spiritually. I only go into battle spiritually if I know that I have spent enormous time in prayer, because victory is ultimately won in the prayer. But God does not bless stupidity, on the other hand. If you're just going to pray and not know anything about what you're going to debate or argue about, then you're embarrassing the kingdom of God. You're going to make a fool out of yourself, and the enemy's going to take you down, because you can't violate a whole set of biblical laws, such as outlined in the book of Proverbs about gaining knowledge, and expecting that you can just pray and circumvent God's command for you to get knowledge. You got to do both. You got to obey all of God's word, not just cherry picking it, for crying out loud. Cherry picking evangelicals. Okay. So this famous psychologist and expert says the tactics used to create undue psychological and social influence, they play mind games on you by mechanisms involving anxiety, fear, and stress. And Dr. Singer listed seven main categories of psychological warfare attack and mind control. Number one, increase suggestibility by softening up the individuals through specific hypnotic or other suggestibility-increasing techniques, such as extended audio music, visual, verbal, or tactile fixation drills. That's a fancy way of saying bombard the people, make them more suggestible, soften them up by barraging their senses with, you know, beautiful music, euphoric colors, all kinds of things to minimize their cognitive ability. and induce a kind of hypnotic state. Excessive exact repetition of routine activities. You'll notice in cults that they will often force people and punish them by making them do degrading activities, degrading work programs, and they have to do it day after day after day. That's a way of breaking down the human personality. Sleep restriction, nutritional restriction is a way of breaking people down. Tactic number two, establish control over the person's social environment, time, and sources of societal support. Wake up. You're in a war. This is the weaponized strategy against you. Rules exist about permissible topics to discuss with outsiders. Communication is highly controlled, and in-group language is usually constructed. Every hierarchical, every cult, every organizational flowchart has a secret control flowchart with an in-group that has privileged information and unprivileged language. Be aware of that. Be aware of that. It's their way of speaking in code so you don't know what's going on. Tactic number three, prohibit disconfirming information and non-supporting opinions in groups communication. So what happens when you have a group meeting where they're supposedly asking for your input, don't believe it, because they have secret rules designed to shut you out, humiliate you, degrade you, and ridicule you. So don't be sucker punched. Know what their game plan is. Make the person reevaluate the most central aspects of his or her experience of self and prior conduct in negative ways. So reevaluate your conversion experience, your belief in Jesus Christ, and don't allow yourself to succumb to programming where you look at your life in Christ in negative ways. Efforts are designed to destabilize and undermine the subject's basic consciousness, reality awareness, worldview, as in biblical worldview. Do you understand what I'm reading? They're attacking your biblical worldview. And then it says emotional control. See, they want to trigger you to lose your temper, because that will discredit you sharing your biblical worldview. They want to trigger your defense mechanisms. And then tactic number five, create a sense of powerlessness by subjecting the person to intense and frequent actions and situations which undermine the person's confidence in himself and his judgment. So you can create powerlessness in people by repetitively, incrementally, with those baby steps, inch by inch is a cinch, breaking them down, break you down so you lose your confidence in yourself and your confidence in your abilities. Blow that into the kingdom of hell and believe God for who you are, and aggressively embrace who God thinks you are by renewing your mind. It's a war, man. It's not a picnic. Tactic number six, create strong, aversive, emotional arousals. Do you understand how scientific, how strategic, how methodical the attack against this is? I mean, most Christians walk around, you know, thinking they're in a picnic. These people have spent billions of dollars developing these strategies. So create strong, aversive, emotional arousals in the subject by use of non-physical punishments, such as intense humiliation, loss of privilege, demoting, taking away your authority, your ranking, taking away your position, even in volunteer activities. Keep you socially isolated, social status changes, intense guilt, anxiety, and manipulation and other techniques. So you wake up. Now, this is going to help a lot of people. I'm going to say this to you. Wake up. One of the strategies is to create situations and messaging towards you which will distort in your inner man or woman and amplify in your inner man and woman any failures you may have done, any mistakes, any sins, anything embarrassing, anything that you know about yourself that could discredit you in the eyes of yourself. They're going to try to trigger that. Got it? And you can't buy that. That's not who you are. Whatever happened, it's under the blood of Jesus, and you're a new creature in Jesus Christ. Embrace that and take victory over it. Tactic number 7, intimidate the person. Intimidate the person with the force of group-sanctioned, group behavioral psychology. Secular psychological threats, such as it may be suggested or implied that failure to adopt the approved attitude, belief, or consequent behavior will lead to severe punishment or dire consequences, such as physical or mental illness. These are all lies. This is heavy, heavy, methodical, machine gun-like lies being fired at your inner personality for the intention of breaking you. Wake up. The victims become unable to make normal, wise, or balanced decisions, which they most likely or normally would have made had they not been unknowingly manipulated by these coordinated technical processes. The cumulative effect of these processes can be an even more effective form of undue influence than pain, torture, drugs, or the physical force and physical legal threats. Okay, so this, we're going to dig into this more. This all falls under the umbrella of coercive psychological systems. And this was from Dr. Margaret Singer in an article from Global Research entitled Coercive Mind Control and Brainwashing Tactics. And let me say this. In my books, I teach you in a simpler, fast-moving, popular style how you can overcome in all of these situations. And that's why I wrote my book, Power from On High, by the way. I deal with this stuff. But then I give you, from the Bible, a way to victory. Power from on high is one. And don't be embarrassed by that. Don't allow false shame and the power of God to inhibit you from using the power that God has given you so that you can be an overcomer in spiritual warfare. Visit paulmcguire.us, that's paulmcguire.us, spread this program far and wide. We need your donations and contributions to continually take the land. We need you to spread the links of this program, and most of all, we need you to join us in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.